contradict decor. The Convention Center Coordinator. No one knew Carrigan's history, not even his employers at the Convention Center. Carrigan had escaped conviction for a serious crime. It was very controversial at the time, and the public tried to convince the court afterwards to have Carrigan wear a copper device so that they could always know where he was. The controversy was great, but the court of law said that he was innocent and that it was not conventional to monitor an innocent man freed from conviction. That would contradict his right to freedom. Now, Carrigan was just the conference convener responsible for coordinating the daily events at the center. He was good at his job, contributing daily to the improvement of operations. But his contribution was not so great that he was always busy. He had, in fact, perhaps too much free time. That was when he converted his garage into a workshop for auto repair. But it was only a contrived workshop, which conveyed a sense of good business. In the back were all the tools Carrigan needed to commit his next crime. His coordinator position, as well, was only a cover. Carrigan was a true criminal. That was why he was so good at the convention center. Carrigan's coordination skills were superb. He was an expert at masking his true identity from the public. And he was excellent at conversing with people. They all believed him to be a nice guy. When crimes resembling the ones that Carrigan had almost been convicted of began occurring again, not even the police thought to look at Carrigan again. He had been smart. They had known him then as always using a wire. Now he used a cord. The difference was subtle, but the police thought it was the core of the matter.